In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel, of course, the reading this morning is from the crucifixion of Jesus on Good Friday. A very moving part of our Good Friday liturgy is a piece called The Reproaches. Based on Old Testament verses, it imagines Jesus addressing the people from the cross. Oh, my people, what have I done to you? The contrast between the anguished words and the plain song music adds to the impact of the piece. What have I done to deserve this? For our family, this year has been, to use Queen Elizabeth's phrase, an annus horribilis, a horrible year with our son's serious accident and Shireen's life-changing diagnosis that we're still trying to come to terms with. What have we done? The fact is, these things happen. And often we don't know why. No matter how much we want an explanation. And clergy, indeed Christians in general, are not guaranteed some sort of extra protection from misfortune. Indeed, it would be quite monstrous of God if he only looked after his friends and gave them special favours. And conversely, we all know that bad things happen to good people. To suggest that, what have we done, that perhaps it's all a punishment for some secret or long forgotten sin. Well, you just have to look at the book of Job to realise how inadequate an answer that is. These things happen to good people and bad alike. And this feast of Christ the King forces us to look elsewhere for a meaning in misfortune. The one on the cross is the sinless one, and the cross is somehow a sign of meaning in suffering, a sign that something is achieved by it. It is not that on the cross Jesus suffers so we don't have to. That is morally indefensible. It's almost like saying people in Africa starve so that we can be fed. So where is the meaning in suffering? What good can come out of it? When our son Martin fell on the mountain during the summer, he broke 17 bones in his body. But there was no damage to his spine and no internal injuries. The rescue services were there quickly, and he received good care in hospital. So our prayers for his recovery have been mixed with prayers of thanksgiving. Yes, he is still in pain sometimes, but he has made a miraculous recovery. The body's ability to heal itself is truly miraculous. As the psalmist says, we are marvelously made. And what is more, after the accident, his firm decided to designate the Mountain Rescue Service as their in-house charity for 3 months. And a few weeks ago, Martin was able to hand over a cheque for £10,000. His misfortune will benefit others. God's way is to produce good results from bad situations. And what about conditions like Parkinson's disease. And in case you don't know, that is what my wife Shireen is suffering from. There is no cure for it. Although we can hope and pray that one will be found someday. It is not caused by anything you've eaten or not eaten, too much alcohol or tobacco or any other bad habits. Nobody knows why it happens to some people. So why us? And as I said, we're still coming to terms with it, and it's early days. So what I'm going to say are still tentative thoughts. In the first place, to have a diagnosis confirmed can be something of a relief. At least you know why things are not as they should have been for some time now, and you know somebody is on the case. Our marriage vows are very important to us. Many a time, when preparing couples for marriage, I have said to them, suppose one of you becomes disabled, then what? Are we now being called to witness in our life together to the meaning of those words, I take you for better, for worse, in sickness and in health? And the church's ministry of healing is something that we have always been involved in together, ever since we first came across it. We have always been clear that healing is not the same as cure. You can know healing but still have the symptoms, just as the risen Christ still bears the wounds in his hands and feet and side. Will good come to others if we can show this truth in our lives? And finally, in this annus horribilis, we have experienced so much love and concern. When bad things happen, then goodness is quick to show itself. Healing begins when we are able to see this, when the cross is transformed from a place of suffering to the place of a king. Amen.